battery and refamiliarizing myself with a few of my pieces of gear. Whether I can get out tomorrow is, well, that's up in the air, but at least I can try to prepare, so we'll see. Anyways, thanks for being there, and big 73 to everyone. DE7COR, VA7SHG, 73.
Thanks for the report, Jim, and good luck with POTA. 73. Victor Alpha 7 Sierra Kilo X-ray. Shannon, go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I hear lots of people talking about POTA. Is there an event or is it just a popular subject today?
POTA is Parks on the Air, and it's going all the time. It's, you know, call other parks and get points, and not exactly a contest, but there are awards to be had and so on, so it seems to be very popular.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have recently had some experience with POTA through the Burnaby Club, and one of its members inviting me to park and activating, and yeah, it was a really good time. I was able to figure out the app on the web page on my phone. So, yeah, the next thing is just for me to get my HF mobile unit. My HF station at home is considered mobile, but it was built in 1984, and I guess they had different ideas of what's mobile.
I'll bet they did. Yeah, POTA is kind of a neat thing. It has many virtues. It gets people out. It gets people to prepare their emergency gear. It's a great outlet for those in apartments to get on HF with better antennas. And it's just fun and it's an adventure.
Yeah, I really like the idea of activating from a park, especially because I have kids. And I take the kids out to the park and, you know, I'll bring my HT, but it's just not the same as sitting down at a picnic table and putting up some kind of wire, inverted V or something, and testing out an antenna, and yeah, lots of fun to be had doing POTA. Awesome. Okay, well, yeah, it just seems I just came back around to the radio. I've had it on all morning, but I'm kind of doing things here, and it's Friday, and we're going to have the weekend. Oh, yeah, Burnaby Club tomorrow, we're going to be doing some soldering. I'm excited to actually really get into it, roll up my sleeves, and really get some actual experience soldering. So I'm going to bake an apple crumble today. I don't use any sugar when I bake the apple crumble. It's just the apples, flour, cinnamon, and salt in the bottom, and then the top is just some coconut oil, oats, salt, and a bit of honey so that it sticks together. So, yeah, that's a really good vegan treat. Good to have with coffee. Anyways, I talk about food too much, don't I?
No, no. Well, food is wonderful, so thanks for all that. I did hear a break, so stand by the break. I'll finish up with Shannon. Hey, I wanted to mention that if you've got kids available in a POTA excursion, you should teach them, train them how to set up antennas.
Yeah, I wonder if that break is CQE.
Yeah, Shannon, also, POTA also means pastry on the arrival for the club, okay? VE7OR.
Thanks, Merlin. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was Charles. He wanted me to do up an apple crumble for him, and I don't know. I might be able to. We'll see. I do have a lot of apples right now, fresh, crispy apples. Boy, apples for crop this year. Yep, kids learning radio, learning about antennas. It is just so good to have them adjacent to all of it. And even if they're not really showing a direct interest, they're aware of what's going on. When I was a kid growing up, my mom was an entrepreneur, and she started various businesses, and she would sell them. And in my life, I have just naturally done that myself because it's just, I guess that's the soup I'm swimming in.
Okay, Shannon, we'll pass it back to net control, V7OR.
Oh, thank you so much. And that's the soup we swim in. Boy, I've never heard that one before. That's a good one. But we do, we're all chipped off the old block, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton to be said about the people that came before us, especially at this time of year and wearing our red poppies and that. But the soup that we swim in is sort of like, you know, that story about the couple of young fish swimming one day and an older fish swims by them and says, "The water's nice today, isn't it?" And the one young fish turns to the other young fish and says, "What water?" And so, yeah, sometimes you don't realize that the influences around you and the things that you're consuming, physically, I guess, but psychologically, emotionally, things that you're observing, things you're noticing, is your own mixture. It's your own broth. Each of us has our own soup that we're swimming in. So, yeah, that's my kids. You know, one of the ingredients is ham radio, and another one is music. I've got all my radios set up here right next to the piano, and sometimes there's a conflict there, but that's the soup we're swimming in.
Okay, well, that's a good one to remember. Thank you, Shannon. 73.
House Echo 7, Uniform, Quebec.
Go ahead, Alpha Echo 7, Uniform, Quebec.
For taking my check-in, 73.
Yeah, morning, Ron. Got to sneak in a little early for our shopping day. Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Quebec here with...
Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Alpha. Thanks for hosting, Ron.
Okay, 73.
Okay, got you on the sheet. Go, 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 as Brad likes to say. You have a good day. And Shannon, sorry to cut you short there, but looks like we had some traffic. So thanks for, again, 73. And it's time to talk to Stuart Vicker, Echo 7 Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Go ahead, Stuart.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, all. Victor, Echo 7 Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Yeah, that pastry on the arrival, that sounds quite tempting. I've got a busy day tomorrow, but if I get a chance, and I've got some free time in the morning, maybe I'll head down there to the Burnaby meetup. We'll see how the day pans out. But as for the real Pota, yeah, it's a... For CW, it's great. You can pretty much all you have to do. I haven't done it for a while, but if you hear a station doing POTA, you can just pretty much throw your call sign out. There's not really much more to it, as far as I can recall. And they get that station, they add it to their numbers, and off they go. So yeah, if you're interested in learning CW, it is a low barrier to entry just to do those POTA. POTA activations, but certainly following on POTA. So, anyway, thanks very much, Ron. Just wishing everybody a great day ahead.
Thanks very much, Stuart. Nice to hear you. And 73.
7 Papa Delta.
Victor Alpha 7, Papa Delta. Antonio, go ahead.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for taking my check-in. I do it whenever I can. Have yourself a great day. Anyways, I'm looking forward to that apple crumble tomorrow. 7-3 all.
I hope when you say you do it every chance you can, you're talking about what, POTA?
POTA for sure, but checking in is what I was referring to.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Very good. Thanks for checking in today, Antonio. And 73. And it's time to talk to Victor Alpha 7 Tango, Quebec. Bravo, Tom, good morning.
Papa Golf Echo.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Echo. Good morning, Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about being out of turn here. Just had the radio on here for a minute. Anyways, nothing to add from North Vancouver. It's not raining right now. Anyway, 7-3, everybody be some PG.
Well, thanks for checking in, Randy. I'm optimistic the day is going to have decent weather all the way through. We'll see. 73. Okay, let's see, where were we? We were here, we're going to swing the proverbial beam, the imaginary beam, all the way up to the Shuswap area and call Magna Bay. Victor Alpha 7, Tango, Whiskey Lima. Good morning, Tom. Well, we didn't get Tom. I hear an open channel carrier, whatever you will, but no modulation there, so hopefully that's not Tom because I'm not hearing him. Let's go down to Victor Echo 7, Uniform Delta Tango. Good morning, Rob.
You're up.
Okay, I do hear something there, half a syllable here and there, broken up very badly. We've got the same problem as before. You want to try one more time?
Victor.
Ooh, it's maybe getting slightly better. Give me the call sign twice in a row.
It's X-ray Tango Charlie.
No, I don't know how you got that out of that, but okay.
Yeah, he's coming in through Echolink. It's Victor Echo 6, X-ray Tango Charlie, VE7 Bravo November.
Well, thanks, Mike. I am going to check him in. Let me just find you here. VE, Victor Echo 6, X-ray Tango Charlie. I hear you, Bruce. Sorta. Now, I think I've already got Bruce X-ray Tango Charlie checked in. So if this is a recheck, that's okay. Otherwise, maybe I'm making a mistake. I don't know.
Tango.
It ended with Tango.
Yeah, that didn't sound like Bruce either. So let's work on this. I think we'll give it one more chance. Ending in Tango. I don't know who that is.
X-ray something Kilo.
Bravo Whiskey X-ray, can I be help?
I think we do need some help. If you have some insight, to jump right in.
I was just making sure. I think it is Tex X-ray Echo Tango. Go, and I will. Yeah, he just disappeared.
But Tex doesn't usually come in through an internet connection, does he?
No, but do you remember yesterday he said he was going to give it a shot to see if it would work?
Oh yeah. You tweaked my brain memory cells there for a minute. So I would say it's not working.
And for anyone wondering how I do the magic, no, I was looking on the web access link. It wasn't any magic. I was just using simple deduction. Sorry about that, Ron. Back to you.
But I'm inclined to be generous today. I am going to check him in based on what you said. And I don't know how he's going to try it tomorrow, but it's not working today very well. You know, I thought I recognized the voice. So, Tex, just to let you know, if you are listening, we sort of confirmed it was you. I'm going to check you in, unless I got it wrong, and you're listening on RF. VA, Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango. Anything else to say?
I'm here, Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango.
Oh, there you are. Was that you trying to get in through the internet connection?
I was.
So Brad had it right. He guesstimated or has his magical ways of telling that it was you.
Yeah, I was trying to get in, but apparently I can listen to hear you guys pretty good. My monitor would show that, you know, I'm transmitting, but for some reason output on the other end is not working very well.
Yeah, what we heard was kind of...
I was just wondering if maybe the mic in my laptop is hooped.
It sounds a bit more serious than that, but who knows?
I have another. I have a another mic. I might try out tomorrow.
Okay, we'll listen for. Well, I won't be on, but hopefully that works.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for letting me check.